Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by NEPCO, this is On the Block with Strick and Austin.
Welcome in, hour two. We turn our attention back to the NBA. The Ringer put out an interesting article about the Derek White All-Stars, the role players that could help a team win an NBA championship. I'm Austin Norman, joined by Eric Strickwell. And this is On the Block, 2-4 weekdays, brought to you by NEPCO. NEPCO's operations span the state of Nebraska and supply the construction industry with the materials needed to construct buildings, streets, and highways. They've been in business since 1908 as a fourth-generation family-owned and operated business. They've got over 1,200 employees and 26 companies throughout Nebraska. If you'd like to be one of them, you can learn more at NEPCOinc.com. All right, Strick, three types of role players, according to this Ringer article. Number one, hidden gems, including Derek White for the Celtics and Bruce Brown with the Nuggets when they won their title. Reinventable talents, Kristaps Porzingis and Aaron Gordon. Proven veterans, Drew Holiday and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. That's kind of the lens we're looking at these different players through. I'll give you the player, I'll give you the team fit, thumbs up, thumbs down, like the fit, don't like the fit. We'll go through it. All right. First hidden gem, according to The Ringer, Colin Sexton. 2 years, $37.5 million left on his contract. The Ringer says he would be a dream fit in San Antonio. How do you picture Colin Sexton working out with Victor Wembanyama, potentially?
I think it's stylistically it works. I don't view him as a 1B or AB option. I think he's probably a good third option. And with, you know, he's a pretty good shooter. He's not like a great shooter. I think with Wembanyama, you definitely want a guy probably shooting 35, 36 and up from three. You know, I don't know if the low 30s is somebody. So I'm kind of shaky. I'm kind of in between on him. Shaky. I'm not going to give him a thumbs down because I actually think he could be a better fit than what they have now. I mean, whatever they got going on now is they need a retool.
Well, he's better than Kelton Johnson,
no question.
And they'd play a similar position and style.
Yeah.
Sexton has made 44.7% of his catch and shoot threes and 32.6% of his off the dribble threes in 2 years with Utah.
So from that standpoint, his catch and shoot stuff I like for them. His off the dribble, I think there's going to be some form of requirement on his off the dribble, whereas pick and roll, pick and pop, come off with handoff actions. Because they run kind of a, they definitely run a five out style sometimes, rim run. There's going to be some run up types of threes, and he's going to probably need to knock those down. Now, his catch and shoot, if Wembanyama's in the post, I see Wembanyama post, but I don't see him like Joker post. So for me, I would say a better fit would be Denver.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
Then San Antonio.
Would he be redundant with Murray, or would you move Sexton to the point?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he's making way too much money. But I'm saying stylistically.
Sure. Okay. Got it.
I think he could even be a good fit with the Lakers.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I see it.
There's way. Just think of all of the D'Angelo Russell catch and shoot options that they get. I think that would fit for him shooting at that percentage. That would be a danger.
I see ya. Next player as a hidden gem, Denny Avdija of the Wizards, drafted out of Israel a handful of years ago.
Jeez, why am I not playing in the league right now, my boy? Golly. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me be quiet. Go ahead.
The Ringer says, Denny Avdija to Memphis. Do you think Memphis is going to reach the two-seed heights it did a couple years ago? Is there too much talent there? Are they too young? Did they get back? How do you view Memphis moving forward?
I think Memphis has went down the totem pole. I think they had a chance to kind of remain in the middle. I think they can get back to the middle of the pack, that 6-7 range. I don't think they're a top-tier West Coast team right now. Mm. Not the 1-4 to 1-5. No, I think Golden State's in trouble. I don't even know if Golden State's a play in this year. I think if you're looking at the West, if I'm going to look West, I'm, and this is just with the now, because I'm going to say this could change based on what free agency looks like. So to me, free agency is going to be a huge factor on how this is look. Your top four teams to me is going to be Dallas, OKC, Denver, and I've got to say Minnesota stays. Hmm. I think Minnesota's going to get better. I think they're going to learn from this. Then you've got to look Clippers, Suns, I think the Kings, and then it'll be between the Lakers and the Pelicans.
Houston a year away yet?
I think Houston's still a year away, but I think Houston can jump into the play-in at that like 10 slot. I think they're ready for that. This is why Golden State to me probably fits around 8 to 10 if they can get right. I think it's just a huge turnaround for them with not having, you know, Morant for basically almost 2 years now. I don't think their backups and their secondary teams. I don't think they have a center. I think they need a center that has. So draft for them is going to be an important factor. Who they draft, where they draft, who they're. I think they need a center. I mean, I'm talking about like a stretch guy. Like what's his name? What's his name down in Houston? I think a guy like him.
Şengün.
Yeah. Mm. A Şengün type for Memphis would be. And I think you keep Adams.
Yeah.
You want him forcer still, but a
Jaren Jackson
type.
Jr. is a four. He's a four.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
A lot of fouls.
Great defense. Not really. I mean, offensive impact on open court to me. You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
A Şengün type though. Yeah, bro. I think he'd be a good fit to help kind of propel them. I don't think San Antonio's ready. That they've still got a lot of rebuild. And Portland's just horrid.
Speaking of Golden State, they're the next team mentioned here. The Ringer thinks they should trade for Ayo Dosunmu. Which is interesting. We'll talk about him a little bit more next segment when we get to the Terrence Shannon Jr. conversation.
Why is that, though?
For Golden State?
Yeah.
Here's what they have to say. He's an extremely versatile 6'5 defender who plays with great effort. He's a willing cutter and screener who makes over 60% of his shots at the rim. He could play an inverted role, sort of like Bruce Brown did for Denver. This season in Chicago, he made 40% of his threes.
So he's a
Klay Thompson replacement.
Ha! There you go. Because I think Clay's out. I mentioned this is one of the teams that I think potentially could be a good fit. I think he might be a good fit in Orlando.
Mm. I see it. Not going to have the ball in his hands a lot. A lot of other long, capable defenders. Sit in the corner and shoot.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I'm just speculating. I don't know. You know, nothing's happened yet. But there's talks going right now. Now the
finals are over.
Finals
are
over. Let's go. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Next player on the list, Luke Kennard, my boy.
Your boy.
Absolutely my boy. Like I claim Luke Kennard. I'm a huge Luke Kennard guy. Maybe a little redundant in Memphis because of Desmond Bane, who's probably a better all around player right now. The Ringer says, send him to Philly. How would he fit as a third option or fourth option behind Embiid and Maxey?
Well, that's a Tobias Harris filler without paying Tobias Harris money in that he's unrestricted. He's probably going to take a pay cut, but he does things that help them free throw shooting. Shoots very well. Mm-hmm. Spot up three, because there's going to be double teams for a lot of teams. Tobias Harris in that area struggled, but to have him, Oubre is inconsistent. So outside of Maxi.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
Wow, gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Oubre is inconsistent. Harris was inconsistent.
Batum.
Yeah. So you got you would have another consistent threat on a kickout. Penetration from Maxi to another fine guy. Good catch and shoot. He's got a quick release. So, yeah, I could see that working.
Dayron Sharpe of the Nets to Phoenix. I don't know about that one. Athletic can do a little bit in the screen game, but I don't know. He doesn't really move the needle for me.
Phoenix, the only reason that could work is a pacifying move. It doesn't move the needle. It doesn't move the Knicks up the ball, up the totem pole for me, but it's really all they can do.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You get an athletic guy.
He rebounds, he screens.
To me, he's kind of like Capella.
I see it.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Run, lob city, find dunk spots, you know, good timely stuff on the rim, you know, but for the most part, doesn't move the needle for me, but he does all the things that are needed for, like, Phoenix. They don't need nobody to handle, touch, post, just run, get in dunk spots, get in the open spots, make little. To me, a better fit, they can't do it because this isn't going to work financially. A better type of fit for Phoenix for me is Jared Allen.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Type.
Yeah.
You're not going to get Jared Allen.
No.
But someone like him? Yeah.
I like it. That is the hidden gem section. We got a handful more to go here. The reinventable talents, guys who might be getting a lot of touches right now that could scale back and get more efficient potentially. Anfernee Simons has put up some big games with the Blazers. You mentioned Orlando Strick. The Ringer says Anfernee Simons from Portland to Orlando. Smaller guy, offensive spark plug, plenty of length in Orlando. I can see the outline at least.
If he like the fact that he has a 2-to-1 ratio, my issue with Orlando is already freaking guard heavy. They're already super guard heavy. So not unless you want to move one of those guys, I personally think he's, to me, stylistically, yes, it's easy on a bad team to be good. Mm-hmm. Like, it's easy to do your thing. There's not pressure. You know, it's fitting into a system. Is there humility there for an Anfernee Simons to fit into a system that's established? I don't know. I mean, he's making great money, but his 3-point shooting is not, because it's a lot of bad shots, right? But he shot high clips, so he could fit into a system. But I think I don't think Orlando's system is like a Philly system, or is like a Denver system, or is like even a Lakers system, or if it's like even a Sacramento system. I think their system is a little bit more open because Banchero, yes, he does post and can post, but he's perimeter, you know, active too. Catch and shoot opportunity. I don't see it as much in an Orlando situation. So I with his bad numbers off the dribble, there's going to require probably some of that. Now, I could see him in Boston.
Ooh.
If Boston doesn't re-sign Derek White?
I could see that. But I still think he's still on the smaller side. So you've already got Drew Holiday.
True.
So, you know, it's tough. Like, Drew can guard bigger, but I like Derek White's length. And I think they're going to try to do everything. I just don't think they can. You can't have him, Porzingis, and Tatum's about to kill you on your cap. You can't have all of them. It's unfortunate, but I'm glad he got a ring.
The oldest guy on this list of
Derek White, I want to get paid.
Yes, I deserve to get paid.
It's time. Yeah, yes. It's time.
My turn now.
I've taken my lumps. Go ahead.
The oldest guy with the biggest contract on this list might be a fit for Dallas, Stricky. What if I told you the Mavs could get a multi-positional 3-and-D player in Jeremy Grant? Do you like Jeremy Grant for Dallas?
Because PJ Washington hasn't killed your cap, I can see that. Yeah. I can see that. Lively's going to get better. Gaffers is solid. You got... if you throw Jeremy Grant, that's a problem.
Probably at the four.
That's a problem. That's a problem. So to me, that lineup can look Luka, Kyrie, PJ, Jeremy, and either Gaffers or Lively. I would say Gaffers first. Lively off the bench because he's going to give you Lively.
Yes.
Right? He's going to give you a little energy. Yeah. So look, that lineup could be a problem. And listen, if I'm Dallas, I'm looking to do something like that. Because, and listen, we've been going at Luka for a while. Luka needs to lose weight, period. True. Like, he needs to be in the best shape of his life. He didn't have it. And when they need him to have it, you got to be able to have it in those times. And to only be able to give it one out of four games in a finals, it's not enough.
It's not. The other one in this category here is Patrick Williams, who the Ringer has going to be a fit for Oklahoma City, which I think would be interesting. Here's one, though, Strick, a guy we've talked about a little bit, Mikal Bridges, was part of the NBA Finals team with the Suns back in 2021, got traded from Phoenix to the Nets for Kevin Durant in that deal, put up some good numbers, but hasn't really improved. He's plateaued really since then. What would you think?
Because he's not a 1A.
He is not, but how would he fit as another Nova Nick?
They need somebody at that position. So, yeah.
If they can't get Ananobi back?
He's more on the defensive side, running side, transition side. He's not really a consistent... He can.
Mikal can.
Mikal, yeah. He can D, and he can stroke you, and he'll rebound, and he can run. So he can do all of the things Ananobi does, but... He can stroke it. And not having the pressure, we saw him thrive in a Phoenix system when he's that fourth guy. Not having that same type of pressure, you throw him in a 1A spot, that's not him. No. You're going to have to wait until he even tries to build himself to a Jason Tatum, and I don't even think he's that.
No.
What I mean? With more bulk to him. I don't even think he's that.
Last one on the list, then, is a guy whose name has come up a couple times already. He's bounced around. Bruce Brown Jr. Signed with the Pacers, traded to the Raptors. He's got a year and $23 million left on his contract. The Ringer could see him as a replacement for Brook Lopez. I get it, Bruce Brown's not a center. He's an undersized sort of power forward. But do you think Bruce Brown could play the same role in Milwaukee that he did to help Denver win a title?
That's a tough one. I know he's a streaky guy. With Giannis, with an aging Lillard,
banged up Middleton,
a role guy. Yeah, It's not an upgrade, but if you're going to take it for a salary and a flyer, just to have it, knowing that you're going to get an extra $23 million come off your cap, and you see how it works for you. I mean, you could pull that trade. I mean, it's a tradable thing that can work for you, but it's not something for me that's going to move the needle, because if any injuries happen with that team and to have someone with that size, it's a scary proposition.
I'm with you on that. The Ringer's explanation for this goes as such. There are rumblings that the Bucks would like to play a more versatile style of defense next season, which raises the question of whether Brook Lopez has a future there. We know Milwaukee likes to play a lot of drop with Brook and bring Giannis across as kind of that weak side helper. Trading Brook Lopez for Brown is a perfect match of salaries, and then the Raptors could flip Lopez to somewhere else. The amount of screening and cutting Brown could do in support of Giannis and Dame could be glorious to watch.
I mean, that's,
like you said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No doubt.
Interesting list. Free agency opened up. These guys would have to be traded for the most part, so we'll keep our eye on that. Terrence Shannon Jr. going to watch his jersey go to the rafters at State Farm Arena in Champaign next fall. Do we like that move from Illinois? Do we think he's worthy of it? Do you think he's worthy of that? Let us know, 402-464-5685. When we get back, we'll discuss Terrence Shannon Jr. getting his jersey retired at Illinois.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam!
¡Muah! Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.